the Public News Service DOAA newscast, December the 13th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. The oldest consumer watchdog group in Indiana is calling on state leaders to pause a billion-dollar economic development project that taps into a north-central Indiana aquifer and pipes millions of gallons of water a day to a new high-tech industrial park that is several miles away.
LEAP stands for Limitless Exploration and Advanced Pace. Indiana has committed about $1 billion to the project to divert millions of gallons of water a day from Tippecanoe County to Boone County for a high-tech industrial park. However, Citizens Action Coalition Executive Director Kerwin Olson says the project is poor public policy and is asking the state to hit the pause button.
There's a lot to discuss with LEAP, and we really feel like the state and the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, as we've said, put the cart before the horse here. And there's a lot of issues that need to be fully vetted with public participation and participation from all interested stakeholders before proceeding any further.
The report accuses the IEDC of failing to be transparent with the public. So far, the state agency has refused to answer questions about what very well could be the largest economic development project in the state's history that could affect the quality of Indiana's water and air. I'm Joe Allery reporting.
Now from Reuters, the UN on Tuesday demanded an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas war. That after more than three-quarters of the General Assembly backed the move, which had been vetoed by the U.S., that happened in the Security Council last week. The U.S. does not have a veto in the General Assembly. The U.S. voted against the resolution along with Israel and eight other countries. The resolution adopted to a round of applause by 153 votes in favor and 23 abstained. North Carolina is pushing to expand health care to those who need it most.
Health officials say the expansion of Medicaid across the state could bring relief to nearly 600,000 people who have been caught in a health care coverage gap. This is where, despite working, they can't afford to get the medical care they need. Anita Bachman with United Healthcare says the expansion increases the income threshold to 138% of the federal poverty line, which means a family of four that makes about $40,000 would be eligible and can now apply.
And a few things I would just have on hand, just showing date of birth, as well as that the individual's a citizen of North Carolina. Social Security number, if you have it, would be most helpful. And then also just proof of income. So you could show, bring a pay stub or a W-2 form.
Bachman says the best way to apply is by using the state's online e-pass portal. But if you don't have internet access, you can apply in person at your local Department of Social Services office or over the phone. Shantia Hudson reporting.
This is Public News Service. The apprenticeship learn while you earn model has emerged as a game changer for Tennessee employers who want to cultivate a skilled and dedicated workforce. Our Danielle Smith has the details.
There are more than 8,500 apprentice and over 380 registered apprenticeship programs in the state. April Thomas, who heads the Southeast Laborers Training Fund, says these programs equip people with the skills needed to become journey-level laborers. The program is a combination of almost 300 hours of classroom instruction, along with 4,000 work hours.
So they go through a program, they start off at 80%, and every time they reach 72 classroom hours and 1,000 work hours, they get a 5% raise. They go from 80 to 85 to 90, 95, and 100. So by the time they're done with the program, they're pretty much a well-rounded laborer.
Thomas says pay rates for construction trades vary depending on the project and the agreement in place.
And a district court judge has heard oral arguments in a lawsuit over a vetoed Montana funding bill. The measure would have changed the way the state's marijuana tax revenue gets distributed.
Senate Bill 442 passed the Montana legislature with overwhelming bipartisan support and would have earmarked 20% of the revenue to maintain and improve access to public roads on county lands. But Republican Governor Greg Gianforte vetoed the bill after the Senate had already adjourned. A coalition of environmental groups, including the Montana Association of Counties, sued the governor to give lawmakers the opportunity to consider overturning the veto. The association's Ross Butcher says because many of them are so remote, these heavily used access roads are often in need of repair and expensive to maintain.
It really develops a lot of tension between our public land users and residents in those areas.
I'm Mark Moran.
And finally, from our Edwin J. Vieira, anti-Semitic incidents have grown on college campuses in Connecticut and across the U.S.
In the latest Anti-Defamation League report, 73% of Jewish students across the country say they've experienced or witnessed anti-Semitism. The ADL says the spike is due mostly to increased tensions from the Israel-Hamas war. Since the conflict began, ADL has tracked more than 400 incidents of anti-Semitism on college campuses compared to the same time last year. Stacey Sobel with the ADL describes how this can impact the school.
The first goal of this university is to make sure students are safe and that they're providing a safe learning environment. The amount of conflict on college campuses is making it difficult for students to be able to concentrate on their work and their studies in a safe way.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member ELISA supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.